BBC News with Rosemary Crick. Within the past few minutes, the Election Commission in Kenya has declared that Tuesday's presidential election was won by the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. The opposition, which has complained of fraud, has rejected the result. An opposition spokesman described the process as a masquerade. World leaders have expressed concern at the war of words between Washington and Pyongyang over North Korea's nuclear program. After President Trump said the U.S. military was locked and loaded, North Korea accused him of driving the situation to the brink of nuclear war. Russia, China, and Germany have all appealed for calm and further diplomatic efforts. At least 37 people have been killed in Egypt in a collision involving two passenger trains. About 120 others were injured. The cause of the crash just outside Alexandria is unclear. The White House says President Trump will soon be sending several envoys to the Middle East to meet regional leaders and discuss what it calls a path to substantive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. But officials stress that Mr. Trump believes that peace between Israel and the Palestinians can only be negotiated directly between the two sides. Public hearings have begun in the Gambia on the finances of the former president, Yahya Jammeh. The Justice Ministry believed tens of millions of dollars of public funds went missing during Mr. Jammeh's 22 years in power. There has been heavy fighting around the South Sudanese town of Pagak as rebel forces try to regain control of their former headquarters. The town was seized by government troops earlier this week. Many civilians have fled Pagak, which is on the border with Ethiopia. A court in Britain has jailed three men for producing cannabis on an industrial scale at a former nuclear bunker. The underground complex produced drugs worth an estimated $2.5 million a year. The men were jailed for between 5 and 8 years. BBC News.